Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast with host Ralph Malbro and featuring bloggers Andrew Juge of SaintsNation.com, Kevin Held of The Team Drops the Ball, and Dave Cariello of Canal Street Chronicles. This podcast is nothing but serious football talk and hardcore analysis.
Which four of you would survive the longest in the zombie apocalypse, and in which order would you die?
Well, Ralph, no offense, you're going first.
Oh, definitely. No.
The zombies would smell Dave's sugar blood and target him.
They'd get his...
I don't even have a joke, Dave smells like nougat.
Now here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
Welcome to Saints Happy Hour Podcast. As always, we are sponsored by you, the fan. We got the drunk history up that you can check out this month. Me and Dave talking about Katrina. We're going to have a couple of next from Kevin in June and July. They'll be awesome. Thanks for donating, everybody. Andrew, what are the two laws about this podcast that are always 100% accurate? First is, it's all about the jokes. And what's number two? If the
terrible
Saints
audio?
Have major terrible no well, three we have three terrible audio, and number three is if the Saints have major news between the draft and the start of training camp, it's always horrifically bad. And that law came true today. Max Unger has gangrene of the foot. They may have to cut it off after they attempt the leeches. If that doesn't work, with the Saints medical staff, you never know what they're going to try, Dave. Leeches.
I don't think Scotty Patton even knows what he's doing.
Unger, he had like a recurrence of the foot injury that he had last year, and he's having surgery now. So, Andrew, I'll start with you. Initially, I was just like, fuck. But the more I thought about it, before we get into can they be okay, the more I thought about it, it's like, it's probably a good thing because he probably was trying to rehab it. He couldn't get it done, and the Saints were like, look, dude, if you don't have the surgery now, you're going to miss a big, huge chunk of the season. You might not be ready for the season at all. You got to have this surgery now to have any shot to play opening week, and he did it. So, in a way, is it kind of good that he had the surgery now and didn't try to fix it another way with rehab before the season?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I mean, the timing is okay for that reason, and also it gives them time to figure it out. I mean, they'll have all of camp, they'll have all of preseason to kind of see what they have in Senio Kelmete and Jack Allen and Cameron Todd.
Cameron UDFA. Todd. Oh, so, Jesus. Go ahead.
Listen, they've started Brian De La Puente before, so I mean, and it's been okay. It's been not garbage. So. I think they can be fine for a little while. I'm glad that it's not like week four of the season and they're trying to piecemeal it together. You know, we'll see how it goes. But, I mean, remember, Unger towards the end of the year was missing a lot of practice. He was questionable for the games, like after not having practiced all week. And so I think you're exactly right. I think he tried to spend a lot of this offseason rehabbing it and probably wasn't seeing the progress that he had hoped. And so I went ahead and decided to do the surgery now in hopes that he could be ready, if not by certainly in the season.
Dave, it feels like the Saints have a shit ton of injuries the last 3 years. And I know that Nick Underhill and other people ran the numbers and they're like, you know, the Saints were injured a lot in 2016, but 2014 and 2015, they were just league average. But it feels like the last 3 years, Dave, the Saints have had a shit ton of injuries. Am I wrong to feel that way?
No, I feel that way too. And I'm actually surprised that Nick Underhill said that. But I trust him. I trust that he's done the math and done the research. And if he says that's the case, then it is what it is. But, you know, certainly from a, you know, just a feeling standpoint, it certainly does feel like they've been screwed. I mean, last season was in training camp, and it was just if you were a cornerback, you were pretty much something was going to happen to you.
You're lucky. You're like dead. You got the plague. Yeah, you got drop foot.
You were sleeping herpes. With one eye. You were sleeping with one eye open, at the Greenbrier or Metairie.
Andrew, when where did was the, it? Where like was Kyle Wilson last year?
Was it in Metairie last year, or was it at the Greenbrier? Oh, it's coming. This is the first year it's going to be back.
Andrew, Kyle, the corner injury started like right after Kikaha, right? Like Kyle Wilson went on IR and like a random.
Yeah, Kyle Wilson and Jamarcus Sanford were both done and on IR before training camp even started.
Yeah. And me and Andrew were fighting with people about it. They're like, what does it matter? It's Kyle Wilson and Sanford. We're like, dude, that's two of your top seven defensive backs, and it's June. That's a problem. You know, that's the thing with these. Oh, and a shout out to Nick Underhill, who, when he was doing what the Saints will do about Max Unger, how to replace him, he was talking about all the injuries and bad luck the Saints have had in the offseason. And when he described Junior Gallette, all his troubles, he said he was belted with troubles. And I just thought that was the best fucking line I'd ever read by a beat writer for the Saints, just to sneak that little Easter egg in there, Nick. We're on you, buddy. We're on to you. But that's good. I mean, that's like stand-up quality jokes good. But, I mean, Andrew, I guess my question is, we said this line was seven deep and they could withstand a couple of injuries, and I feel like they can withstand a couple more and still be okay. Is that insane?
I think one more. I've always said that this line can sustain with Ramczyk and Kelemente as backups. They have two capable players. They can withstand two, and they already have one. So I would say one. You know, Landon Turner is a guy that's second year into the system. I still have hopes for him. But I wouldn't go as far as to say that I trust him. So,
well, no, but like,
he's a
if you had Armageddon,
maybe.
But he let's say, but I'm just saying, like, if they lost two more guys, if the Saints lose three of their top defensive linemen, they're fucked. If they lose three receivers, they're fucked. If they lose three corners, they're fucked. But on the line, if they lost Armstead and they lost Streif, they could go Pete, Turner, Kelemete, Warford, Ramczyk, and granted, it wouldn't be great, but it might be survivable. Is that me crazy talking? I'm three bourbons in.
Me? You're drunk.
It could be a maybe, and it could be awful.
He's drunk. I think he's drunk.
But I mean, if you lost Fairly, Rankins, and Okafor, they'd be screwed.
Yes.
It'd be done.
Yes.
It'd be dunzo.
Correct.
It'd be 4-12.
No, they'd still probably just be 7-9. They'd find a way just to go 7-9. I think that's the floor.
I do know the sentiment of the coaching staff is that they don't really blame Sean Payton for last year 7-9 because of the injuries. Like I've been told, he feels to blame for how last year went.
Oh, that's interesting. I got sources telling me that they don't like LSU players anymore because they feel like they have too many distractions. I don't know if that's true, but that's one of my mediocre sources.
Well, it's certainly proven itself. To be fairly
they're still
true
bitter about
life.
They're still bitter about trading up for Al Woods. They're not going to get over that.
I think that is. I think Al Woods just turned them off for good.
Traven Durrell.
He is two fourth quarter catches away from being a Hall of Fame camp all star.
He's one preseason touchdown from Saints report exploding.
I just think he might need to look good this weekend, man. And it'll be on. Dave, do you feel does the Unger-ish injury give you a sense of dread? Because last year when they had that bad June where they lost Kikaha and Sanford and Wilson, I started to have like a feeling of dread that it was going to be awful.
And you were right.
But I, well, it wasn't awful. It was 7-9. I mean, that's par for the course. But I mean, it wasn't. Well, I was thinking it was going to be way worse. Do you have? Does this give you a feeling of dread?
Okay, first
injury to Unger.
First of all, if the Saints go 7-9 again, I consider that it's a losing season, and I consider that cause for dread. I think that could be, you know,
you go 7-9 again. Sean Payton is Jeff Fisher with a Super Bowl title.
7-9. So first of all, so when you say dread, 7-9 falls under that heading. I think, you know, we just talked about this earlier. I mean, I think I certainly feel this way, and I think it's totally fair for Saints fans to be very wary, to be very there's a word that I'm looking for that I can't quite put my finger on it, but I mean, they've got a
exhausted. Well, they're exhausted. No.
I mean, they've got a right, you know, to be gun shy or whatever, or to be easily spooked by something
spooked.
Like, yeah, to be easily spooked by something like an Unger injury.
Of all the ridiculousness that I saw on Twitter, people coming at me, I was re-litigating the Graham trade for the 900th time. I need to give that up. That's an addiction of mine that I have. I'm the only one that thinks the Graham trade wasn't that great.
You are. You're really the only one.
I am the only one, but I stick to my guns. I'm alone on that island.
And so you're licking your chaps at Max Unger. You want Max Unger to be injured, don't you?
No,
you
I do. Just
you're
I
rooting
just,
for Max Unger
no,
to be injured.
No, yeah.
I think he wants Max Unger. Like, I think he wants it to come out that, you know, 3 weeks into the season, they're just going to say, "Oh, just kidding, he's out for the year."
Yeah. So well, so you could say, "Ah, see, they shouldn't have traded Jimmy Graham. It was a terrible trade."
Well, no, I feel like they gave up Jimmy Graham for like 80 cents on the dollar. But
that's the situation with any player that they trade. When if you name every player that they've traded, Cooks,
but that's not good.
No, listen,
that's
listen
not
to
good,
me.
Like,
listen to me. Cooks, Graham, and they all seem to be receivers. Who else did they trade? Who did they trade? Stills. They were all guys that they were going to get rid of anyway. It was either trade them or cut them. So they at least traded for them and got
they were
going to
get
them.
Rid. They were going to cut Cooks and Graham. No way.
Yes.
No, but I mean,
the same thing as Gallet. These were all locker room guys. They were all part of the we're clearing house. We're getting rid of the bad locker room guys, and those were all guys that were like that.
Well, I don't know that they would cut them, but I do think there was a sense of we've got to get rid of them. And if we get 80, if we get 80 cents on the dollar, it's fine. But I think as a philosophy, that's bad. Although for Stills, they blew the draft pick, but they didn't get 80 cents on the dollar for him. They got close to. I mean, Ellerby's been injured, but they from a fifth to a third. That you can't say they got 80 cents on the dollar for Stills. But the most ridiculous thing I saw today, Andrew, was Philadelphia beat writers being like, "Hey, we got a center. We got Kelsey. We got Kendricks. And the Saints, they clearly have too many running backs. What about Ingram for Kelsey or Ingram for Kendricks or Ingram for both?" And I feel like that the
– Yeah, and right on the heels of that, a Bleacher Report just came out saying Ingram's one of the surprise cut picks of training camp.
Yeah,
that yeah. is my judgment.
Did you see that article?
National. I just pulled it up because we mentioned it before the show, so I pulled it up. But here's my thing, Andrew. I now judge national NFL writers on if they understand. If they can't tell me why the Saints drafted Kamara, they don't understand the Saints. They don't understand Sean Payton's offense, and they don't know what they're talking about with the Saints. Now, you can argue they shouldn't have traded for Kamara. They shouldn't have given up a future asset for a running back. But if you don't understand why they traded for him and you're thinking that Kadett is still a viable running back guy or why do they have three running backs, if you don't understand that, then you don't know what the fuck you're talking about with the Saints. Is that – I mean, like, that's clear as day. There's no other way. Am I just being a dick to national sports writers that are blocking me or –
Yeah, any writer that views Peterson and Kamara being acquired as meaning
or that you know he's about to be cut or anything like that,
and I immediately don't think you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean,
they don't know if they have an Adrian Peterson yet. You know, like he could be Champ Bailey. Like, there's no way they're getting rid of. I mean, maybe if Peterson starts off the year and he's like the AD of old, where he's basically the best running back in football. I mean, if he dips into the fountain of youth, then you know, maybe they start giving him more carries and Ingram takes a back seat and he gets pissed. I mean, maybe that plays out, but like, there's no way they're unloading Ingram now under the assumption that Peterson's going to be awesome. Like, right now, they're just hoping that they can keep his old body in shape for 16 games, which probably means giving him 10 touches a week.
He's not. If he gets more than 170 carries, he's breaking down. Are we all, Dave, are we agreed on that? That, like, Adrian Peterson, you're not going to get the Adrian Peterson of old, of like, even if you got, like, I know, like, he'd never run for like 1,500 yards in the Saints offense, but you're not getting the Adrian Peterson of old where he runs for like 1,000 yards with the Saints. You don't think that's possible, Dave?
No.
Simple, succinct answer. I like that.
I mean, does it really need further analysis?
Not really. People want a 20-minute podcast. They like the happy hour quick shots that me and Andrew are doing. So, I mean, Andrew, I mean, the Max injury obviously is potentially bad, but if I said to you, look, we know the Saints, that they always do this. They lost Kikaha before the year last year, and they're going to lose somebody in training camp. If I said to you, you got to pick another starter that's going to get injured, and you have to pick one, who would you pick?
I would go, I mean, they're so deep at linebacker, and I'm not sure their starters are any better than their backups. So assuming the starters at linebacker are Robertson, Klein, and Ellerby, I mean, I would probably pick Ellerby since it's coming anyway.
You just get it out the way, check it off my list. I think I would go Robertson, just because I feel like the upside with Ellerby might be better. But, of course, Ellerby is a... Over under of games played by Ellerby, Dave, 6.5.
Under.
Andrew, over under. Ellerby games played 6.5.
Under.
That's a good line, by the way.
That is a good line. I'm a professional gambler. all right, we got to get to the final best corner in Saints history. So it's down to Dave Wehmer and Mike McKenzie.
Wait, what?
So
I think I missed a round. How did Mike McKenzie get to the finals?
Is that correct, Andrew?
What's that,
Andrew? It's Dave Wehmer and Mike McKenzie. I can't pull it up because Podbean's being difficult.
Yeah. Wehmer and McKenzie.
So, what happened
in the last round? Who did Wehmer beat? Greer? Porter?
Yeah, it was 1, 2, 3, 4 in the seeds. Yeah. Dave, we can't live in the past. We have to live in the now. So, I vote McKenzie. I know Dave Wehmer was...
McKenzie.
Better, he had better years, and maybe he had more interceptions, but I liked Mike McKenzie's hair better. Yes, I'm drunk.
Oh my God.
Andrew, who you got?
Say again?
Who you got?
I love McKenzie, and you know, his comeback, especially in the plays against Tom Brady, were great, but you know, the bottom line is... Wehmer had a decade of dominance. He's the best by far, in my opinion.
Did he win a Super Bowl with San Francisco? I can't remember. I feel like him and Toy Cook went to San Francisco, and Ricky Jackson, and I feel like they all won a goddamn Super Bowl.
I'm pretty sure. Hold on, I'm looking it up. Waymer was with the Niners in 90 and 91.
No, then he wouldn't have.
No.
Because 94 was when they won the Super Bowl, I think.
Yeah.
So who you you got Waymer?
I got Waymer.
Andrew? Dave, who you got?
Well, I can't believe that, Mike McKenzie made it all the way to the finals. I mean, he
why?
I mean,
dude, have you been? This bracket is so pathetic. And he pulled the Dave.
Waymer, obviously. I never had the pleasure to see him play, but here he was certainly far and away the best quarterback the Saints have ever had. So I'm going with Waymer.
I mean, Andrew, if Lattimore
would,
in his if Lattimore in his first 3 years has a total of 10 interceptions, is he a top five corner in the Saints all in the Saints history all time?
Yes.
Like that's how pathetic. This, I mean, the Saints at other positions, man, like linebacker and even D tackle. I mean, pretty much any other position, you got a bunch of good guys. For
you can make a case that the guy nicknamed Toast is a top five corner in Saints history.
No, it's fair. It's fair. So that comes to conclude. That comes to a close the saddest tournament that we've ever had. Congratulations, Dave Waymer. You are the best corner in Saints history. All right, let's get to Twitter questions because they have a lot of them and they're fun because I ask people to do it. Let's see.
Half of them aren't really questions. They're just jokes.
No, yeah. Can we trade Ingram for Von Miller and move him to center? I think that's doable, John. Just need to get John Elway on a bender. Let's see. This is a good question. This is from Lorenzo. Andrew, Marshawn and Marcus Williams make up half of our picks this year. What are the chances of that?
Higher than 50%.
The Saints are only going to have 15 picks as a team, maybe.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think those are probably the two guys. You could arguably say those are the two guys with the best ball skills on the roster. So I think it's more than 50%.
Yeah, Dave, this is from Dylan. Why did the Falcons put a statue of an eagle at the front of their stadium?
Did they?
They did. I know the answer to this, Dave. They did it to distract from 28-3, Dylan. That's why they did that. this is a good question. This is from Random Dude 33, Dave. Who leads the team in interceptions this season? And do you take the over under at 3.5 interceptions?
Who leads the team in interceptions? I'm gonna say Delvin Bro. What does he want?
You're gonna go over.
What do you want over?
Over under 3.5.
For that person.
Yeah.
That's a good line too. over 4.
Andrew, who leads the Saints in interceptions?
I'm going to go with
Lattimore. Over 3.5?
Yeah.
Under 3.5.
Over.
I am going to go total random, makes no sense, but he's going to lead the Saints in interceptions just because Klein with 5. Just because.
No, I think that's...
Just because.
Well, I don't
just
know about...
Cause,
I don't just, know about 5, but...
Just tip balls.
I think Klein's a good pick.
If you say Klein led the team with 2 picks, I buy it.
Should the Saints tank for Sam Darnold if they start 0-4? I mean, can I answer that question? Can we answer that question in October? I don't want to start the tan. I know Unger has gangrene of the foot, but can we not be totally initiate the doom sequence yet, Dylan? This is from Hans, Andrew. Discuss the off-season leg injury history of the Peyton Saints. Fujita, Shanley crashed into a fence at a water park. Shockey puts his foot up a Pepsi machine's ass. PT hurt his foot chasing his dog in the middle of the night one year. They said this. I didn't remember all these. The Saints have a pretty extensive foot injury history before the season even starts, Andrew.
And then making up stupid bullshit stories about how they got them.
Andrew, do you remember these? I remember the Shockey one. I don't remember the PT one. Do you remember that one?
I remember the PT one.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I mean,
his dog ran away.
I can't remember if it was a Panthers player. Do you guys remember there was a Panthers player that was like chopping wood with an axe and like sliced his foot open with an axe in the locker room?
Yeah, no, that was a Jacksonville. They used to, Jack Del Rio had the chopping wood thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And the dude was chopping wood and he was a punter, I think, and he like sliced his foot.
So at least the Saints didn't do that.
No. Here's a good question. Andrew, from Dylan, more fantasy points, McCaffrey or Kamara?
I got to go McCaffrey.
I think
they might bring Kamara, they'll bring him along slowly. Maybe.
I think Kamara's going to have like, he'll have like 50 rushes and 50 catches, I think. But I mean, it's just gonna be hard to get the touch. Let's see. In 2 years from Anthony, in 2 years will we still be debating the Unger trade? No, Anthony, we'll be debating the Cooks trade in 2 years.
Stupid Anthony.
Anzalone, does he get injured before camp? Anal zone, does he get injured before the first opening game, Andrew? That's from Nick Nack.
Without a doubt.
Hair injury.
He'll be on IR.
Who is the number one betting favorite for the medical redshirt as a rookie?
He is anal zone.
Anzalone. It's not even close.
You don't even think the dude from Miami would be?
No, I think he could. I mean, I think the dude from Miami could easily just be an outright cut.
Yeah, I feel like he is the guy from Miami. Either he's not gonna make.
You're talking about Muhammad, right?
I feel like Muhammad, he's not even gonna make the practice. Like, he's not even gonna be like, we're gonna cut him and bring him back, guy. He's gonna be just like a total washout. So that about wraps it up for this show. I mean, so thanks everybody. I'm trying to think, did I miss any of the questions? No, I didn't miss any of the questions. So we're good. Thanks everybody for firing us questions. We needed them tonight. That about wraps it up. We're getting into the dead time of the year where you don't really want us to be talking Saints news. You want us to be talking about movies and Kevin's wrestling and different things. You just don't want us really to be talking about football until, like, what would you say, Andrew? You don't want us to really start talking about football again until, like, July, right? Post July 4. You want us to have, like, another, a good solid 6 weeks of total nonsense.
Ideally, yeah.
Because, like, you know,
news,
like
you said, no news is good news.
Yeah, Benson's going to probably die in, like, June.
Oh, my God! Dave, because. Yeah. Jesus, Dave. Dave, you just took a giant dump on a Monday that was already a steaming pile. I mean, you make me look like Mr. Sunshine. Good God.
That would be pretty bad,
wouldn't
it?
I mean, no. Benson, I saw pictures of him at the Kentucky Derby. He looked very well and sprightly for 90. That's all I'm going to say. So, Kevin was MIA, but... he's wrestling or working or something. So go to Saints Nation. Andrew's got the quick shots that we do, the 10-minute ones. He's got rankings of the draft. Andrew, you did. I saw something on your site today that was interesting. I forgot what article.
Meow.
What do you have up there? What do you have up there right now?
Oh,
you had the composite grades of all the, like, you looked at, like, what all the national media grades they gave the Saints, and you, like...
Oh, yeah. I kind of agree with it. I think, you know, the consensus was kind of that Tampa was the best and Atlanta was the worst. And depending on who you ask, like the Saints and Panthers, you know, 2 and 3, was kind of, they were close in terms of their draft quality.
Yeah. So that was uninteresting. And Dave, yeah, you are working on your Saints preview, which will be posted in Thanksgiving.
I'm making some moves behind the scenes.
I know Dave was incensed at the release of Royce LaFrance today.
Oh, my God.
He's probably typing up a couple thou on his thoughts on that release.
Royce LaFrance sounds like a frat boy that committed a double homicide.
Or either that or a frat boy that butt-chugged.
Yeah, either way, he's like the lead on the news. So, for Dave, for Andrew, for Kevin, until next week, the bar is closed.
See ya. Bye.